Hello and welcome back to the Kingster's Attic, a fetish podcast for your fellow kingsters. And yes, I just created that off the top of my head. I'm back with another new episode, my second for this week. And don't worry, there are more to come. Like I said before in another episode, I had weeks of no one and now I have back-to-back episodes. So anyway, moving on. My guest for episode 21 is Kidnapped Converse from Twitter /X, also known as Casey. How are you doing?
Doing well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Glad you're here. Okay, so since you said that you listened to a few of my episodes in the past, you basically know how I started off with having people tell me how they got into their kinks and fetishes in the first place.
Yeah, sure. So I guess I'll just start off then. Primarily bondage is my main kink. Where does that go? It's maybe as young as adolescent years, you know, want to be cliche and be like, oh yeah, Sleeping Beauty, Prince Philip being captured by Maleficent, things like that. As for the converse aspect of it, funny enough, yes, I actually have about 28 pairs of Chucks, high and low tops. I am a fan of the shoe. I've met people who are very big fans of the shoe, really into sneaker play or something. That's not really my thing. I just like the look of it. If with all my uploads, I'm always color coordinated. Maybe it's like a bit of my OCD, if you will, but that's just like my main thing. Whenever I'm uploading, I'm always wearing a different pair of Chucks.
But the colors are nice though.
Thank you. I tried.
I've seen all the different colors and it's really nice. My cousin who's in her 20s, like she also is obsessed with Converse. So like, I remember I got her a pair for Christmas when she was a teen one time. And I was like, well, I'm sure you already have a pair. And she's like, oh, I have tons of pairs and I don't mind getting more.
I think I'll send you a pic later of like how I have all my shoes set up. It's like just, I love it. It's just, it brings me joy with the colors. And, you know, as always with my sets, I always have shirts and, you know, just sweaters always to match them. That's just my thing.
What is your favorite color to wear?
Oh, favorite color. You know, it's funny. I mix and match between twos. I always like pastel colors. So like a lilac or pink or yellow. Those are like definitely my top threes.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, when you say mix and match, do you mean like you'll have like a pink and red on, or like a black and white?
Yeah, exactly. As long as it matches with what I'm wearing, like it goes with the vibe. I mean, sometimes, heck, I've even made custom shoes where it's like the sides of the shoe are a color, but then the tongue is a different color as well. I have so many pairs. I have a problem, I think.
I heard they have see-through Converse. Do you have like a pair of those?
I do not. I've heard of those as well, but I can't seem to find them unless I'm just not looking in the right place.
you must have to like custom order them or something, because I heard they exist, but I don't see many people who wear Converse with them.
Mm-hmm. Lately, like the new trend with Converse is just like, it's like a huge, like a, it's like a, what do you call, like a huge bump, honestly, with how like the heel is. Like, I guess the word is pumps, like just the sole of the shoe is like 2 inches, like
high. Oh yeah, like the level of, yeah, I know, yeah, what you mean.
Like, that's like the latest new thing with Chucks lately. So I mean, I'm not opposed to it. It's just like, I like to stick with my high tops.
Yeah, when I was growing up and also into my 20s and now 30s, I usually would see people who would wear Converse usually in like classic colors, nothing too out there, like just either white, black, blue, maroon. I saw a lot of maroon. You know, it was very rare that I saw something really out there.
Right.
As far as like colors go.
Damn. Nah, I know. But yeah, again, it's just it gives into my pleasure of just making sure it's all coordinated. Again, probably some sort of OCD. Who knows? I don't know. I just, again, as long as like I incorporate the bondage when I get tied and gagged, it's just like, as long as, you know, the ropes and the gags match, I'm happy.
Yeah, and what are your like favorite gangs to be ganged with?
Oh,
Like, I know
man.
there's so many different gangs.
Right. Definitely the ball gag. I again
Oh,
with
you see, I don't like that because it hurts my jaw.
That's fair. No, I admit, yeah, sometimes like after a while it's like, all right, get this off of me. I take it for a few pictures, just to get the aesthetic, but then afterwards it's impractical. Like that's what it is. But it's good for a few moments, like a few maybe 30 minutes. Then afterwards it's like, all right, like my jaw's gonna get like unhinged if you don't get this off of me. But like
I can't even take 10 to 15 minutes, let alone 30 minutes.
I think the biggest ball gag I have is like 2.5 inches wide, and that like,
Damn.
yes, that stretches
Oh
out my
my.
jaw.
I can feel my tendons in
Hurts.
my jaw hurting just hearing that.
It's funny because whenever I like upload something with that ball gag on, it's like a huge favorite. It's like, it is. It does look so good, but just like it hurts.
If I had to wear something like that often, I would make my chiropractor
I think I need to visit one now.
I don't know. Oddly enough, I did in my 20s, I used to put on a ball gag occasionally and it would hurt my jaw a little bit, but not that much. But nowadays, my jaw hurts me and I rarely wear one. So go figure.
Yeah. And then again, it also varies like the style of the ball. Some of them are rubber, some of them are plastic. And some of them are
I
like a
mostly
stitched
use
material.
plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mostly used plastic, and like I used like the wiffle ball plastic ones.
Yes.
And I remember when I was breathing one time, it sounded like I was having a whistle in my mouth.
And most people like who are into ball gangs are into that because it produces a lot of drool. Funny enough, I hate drool so much.
Oh
It's like
God, me
my
too. Yes.
it's
Oh my
my
God.
least favorite thing. And it's just
It
like
is so unattractive to me. It
same
is. It
here. Like, and then it's funny because people are like, wait, you're into ball gags. That's all you produce. I'm like, I know, and I hate it sometimes, but it's just like, it's a double-edged sword for me. But
Exactly. You
yeah.
can still love ball gags and not love drool. You know, it's yeah, it's I don't know. That's why I'm skeptical about using ball gags. Like I'm skeptical because A, I don't like drool, and B, because I wore ball gags when I was a sub, it really hurt my mouth. So I'm like, I don't want to hurt this person's mouth. Ugh, I feel so bad.
That's why I always like in my ball gag collection I have like one that's like maybe an inch, it fits in the mouth, like they could like cover with their lips and then slowly build up to see, okay, because everyone's mouth is different obviously, so I can't just base it off of my like measurements, but I want to say like maybe like a 2 inch is good enough for me that it's well in the mouth, but it's not tight that it's like stretching out my jaw enough, so.
You see, yeah, that does sound good because you see, amongst my collection of bondage stuff, I only have two ball gags, and they're like the standard size, regular, not big, but not the small little ones you were talking about.
And
Like
nothing wrong
I
with those either, but yeah, like you said, some people would feel more comfortable with that than, breaking their jaw.
but that's the one that hurt my jaw, the ones that I have, the standard ones. That's
Oh.
the one that hurt my jaw. So, go figure.
Like you said, no more ball gags for you. More for me then.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know. I find as I get older, I can't stand being gagged as long, even though I still like it. Like because I also have a foot fetish. Like I've had whenever I subbed in the past in my 20s, I've had some guys gag me with my used socks. So,
Oh.
that's fun. But unfortunately, because I can't take being gagged that much now that I'm in my 30s, it's like, but I'll gladly use it on
Maybe.
other people.
So, like, no gagging at all, or like what you just said, just for a short time, that's all?
Short time, yeah. And like I found out that I can't be totally sealed up anymore. So whenever I was 18 to like late 20s, I was able to. I was able to stuff socks in my mouth. I was able to put tape over my mouth, sometimes both at the same time. But when I got into my late 20s, you know, that's when my jaw started to hurt with stuff being put in.
Right.
And then back in 2022, I got COVID, and that changed my breathing habits. And my first session being a sub post COVID, I couldn't take it.
Oof.
So I was like, okay, no more.
No more of this. Ah.
Yeah. So that's why I tell people that I still sub occasionally, but I'm like a Dom leading switch.
Mm-hmm.
Just to save myself from being gagged. but I think it's good that I'm a Dom leading switch, because, you know, from being a sub myself, I understand what subs go through. So I'm not that kind of Dom that's like, okay, I'm gonna gag you if you don't like it, tough. Yeah, you know, I'm not that type.
No, I get you. And it's funny because some people would be into that too, but again, different folks, different strokes.
Yeah, definitely. So how often have you been like bound and gagged in the past by someone? Like, I assume that you do self bondage a lot for your photos, but like how often do you get tied up by someone else?
Oof, not as often as I like. But funny you mentioned like post COVID is like, I mean, always, again, like as a kid, I knew it's like, oh, I kind of like, well, as a young kid, I knew I was gay. And then it's like, huh, bondage like came up sometimes, you know, in TV shows and like cartoons. All right, I kind of like this too. But it's like, I really didn't delve deep into the scene, like actively go out to like get tied up or tie people up until like COVID, honestly. It's like being in quarantine, like got me more into it because I was bored at home. So I was like, all right, what am I doing now?
That's interesting because, yeah, that, sorry to interrupt, but that's interesting. Because even though I had sessions like pre-COVID, I didn't have them as often. And now afterwards, I'm craving them more and more.
Same here. But it's like I had my first session, I want to say maybe like a year after COVID. You know, everyone was tested. Like we all had our vaccines and all that.
Yeah.
It's just like, it was a really nice gentleman. I met him on Recon, Bound by Simon. I even followed him on X. He introduced me to it. I mean, again, I knew well about bondage, but like he was my very first session. He walked me through it and how everything would go. It was just like a leap of faith. Like it's like, all right, either this is going to go really well for me or it's going to go terribly wrong. So it's like, let's just get it over with. And I ended up liking it a lot. So it's like after that point with Recon, you know, a lot of talking, but not enough meeting. But thankfully, I do have some friends in the community, like, who I do still actively speak with. And, like, I want to say I get tied maybe every 2 months now. Funny enough, I have a meet coming up February the 17th. So,
well, that's more often than I do. I'm lucky if I do once a quarter.
Oh, man. Oh, we got to change that. Come up to visit me.
With getting tied up in bondage, do you prefer like one-on-one sessions or you prefer like group sessions, like being tied up with like multiple people or something like that?
No, yeah, I've only been tied up with one other friend. He goes by Kona, Pup Kona. Really nice guy. Again, another one of my good friends in the King community. I've only been tied up with him. The thing with group sessions, it's kind of hard because again, it comes down to everyone's timing. Like not everyone's available at the same time.
Some exactly.
Are good. Like we all have lives outside of kink. So as much as we all love it, like, you know, life comes first. The most
well, from my experience, some don't understand that.
Right.
That's a different story.
Yeah. No, trust me. I get a few like, oh, when are you coming? It's like, dude, we just like start talking. Give me a second. But, the most I've actually like actively been with was about maybe 5 people and only 3 of us were tied. And the other 2, you know, were the ones tying. So that was a fun session. But as for me personally, I would prefer one-on-ones if I'm like producing content. But if it's just like, oh, just want to have fun? I'm like, yeah, why not? The more the merrier.
So groups are fine if it's like a private session, but if it's for like pictures or for stuff like that, you'd rather have like a one-on-one.
It depends. Like if I have an idea, like it's like I have an outfit plan. It's like, all right, I have all these ropes and it's like, okay, I want a one-on-one for this reason, But again, if it's like a group session suit, so like, oh, we want to take pictures, like, all right, cool, fine by me, go for it.
Okay, awesome. And another thing, I'm always curious to ask subs these questions. When you have a bondage dom, like what is your ideal bondage dom as far as characteristics?
Honestly, like, it's funny that you mentioned, like, I'm a sub, but I don't really see myself as one. Again, it's just very different to how the way I view myself as being a sub. It's just like, don't get me wrong, I love being tied up, I love also doing the tying, but it's just like, I'm not really gonna like devote it, maybe, or maybe I'm just having this misconception of like the dom and subs dynamic.
So what you're saying is you're not a sub, more like a bondage bottom, kind of,
in a way, or... Yeah, like, I'm more into the bondage for the sake of just bondage. It's not like I want it to be like my life. Again, I'm probably saying the wrong verbiage for it, but it's like, I've met people who are like, you know, they really dive deep into like the scene and all that. It's just like, I've noticed that about myself. Sometimes I would get really into it if I'm being photographed. So maybe it's more of a, oh, I'm posing for the camera, you know, because even like when I was in my teens, like when I became an adult, it's like, I started going into, you know, capture guys, bound guys, Be the Man Brazil, and it's like, okay, I like this.
Oh god, yes, I love those. Oh man, I have best. Oh my god, you don't understand. Listen to this. So I met captured guys after I turned 18, because I started posting bondage. Well, I didn't meet him in person, but I met him online. I started posting photos of myself in bondage on DeviantArt, and he has an account on there, and he loved my work so much. And unfortunately, we lived in different states, so I could not, like, he wanted me to model for him, but I wasn't able to relocate at the time. So
the number one issue with every like meeting with online, it's like, oh yeah, it's like, it's such a good like chemistry. It's like, oh wait, you live like across the state from me, damn it.
Yes. Also, unfortunately, I have not talked with him in a few years because, oh my god, I am looking for more content creators for this podcast, and he would be so great. Unfortunately, I can't get in contact with him. I tried and I couldn't.
I'm sure he will eventually.
Well, I noticed that he's switched his models up now that he's older. He used to do more like 18 to 30s, but now he does like 50s and up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because his more recent photos that he's done that I've seen, they're like guys that look like they're in their 50s and 60s.
Listen, the more the merrier.
Oh yeah, that's fine with me, but I'd rather have someone in their 50s and 60s tie me up versus having them, you know, as far as my preference.
That's fair. Okay, so now I get what you mean, like my preference. I mean, I really don't mind. Obviously, I don't want someone younger than me, you know, of course, obviously under 18. It's like, nah, let's not do that.
No, that's too creepy.
Right. Trust me, I've seen enough of it online. It's very odd.
That's a whole, don't get me started on that. When I used to have an Instagram, so this is what pisses me off about Instagram. When I was on Instagram, I kept having like 13 to 16 year olds message me saying, hey, do you want to buy feet pics? And I would report their profile, and they would still be there even though I reported their profile. Yet I'm doing 18 plus adult content, and I my account gets deleted and I get shadow banned.
That's why I always leave myself on private for that very reason. Because even then, I look at all the.
I was on private, and I still got it.
Oh God.
Yeah, just yeah, yeah. And FYI to everyone out there, even if you have a kink account on IG, and if you have a private, they can still get you.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So that's when I switched to last year. I switched to X/Twitter, and I never went back.
It's like I juggle between the two. It's like if I upload to one, I'll try to upload to the other. And then I tried to use Tumblr, and I know everyone's like, oh, but Tumblr's kind of like, it's been cracked down on, you know, what can be uploaded. I have an account, but I just like never posted as much there. And then Blue Sky is another one. It's like, do I really want to juggle all these accounts at the same time?
Deviant Art is good. I use that sometimes. One thing that I like about them is that you can upload stuff, but you could also create like a watchers only folder. Like if there are specific things that you don't want everyone to see, you can upload it to a specific watchers only folder and have them, like just your watchers look at that. And also it makes your content more safe too, because not some rando is finding it and taking it.
Right. Good to know, actually.
Yeah, but you have to, you know, put some real ones out there first and like a everyone can see. This way your watchers can be built up, you know.
God,
that's the right. Caveat to that. That's,
yep. Just like in any social, like just you got to build it up.
Yeah, exactly. although I don't know if you experienced this, but I did when I kept showing like my feet around and also bondage stuff. There are also some really creepy guys out there.
Oh, of course. Anywhere, especially in the, well, yeah, anywhere besides the kink scene, just guys in general, just some guys are just odd, very creepy.
Yeah, I don't know. Like what, not to pry, but like what is your creepiest moment? Like, do you have like creepiest moment?
Creepiest moment. Do I? Honestly, it comes down to, like you said, with accounts on Instagram messaging me. It was so unfortunate. I mean, I don't know if it was real or not, but it was, I don't know what gender they were. Again, it was this person who was like, hey, I know I'm only 15, but I really want to look at your content. I'm mature for my age. I'm like, oh boy, here we go. And then I didn't even bother responding, but it's just like, it's just creepy to me that, you know, some people, you know, again, we're all curious at a young age, especially in teenage years. Like, you know, we dive deep into like what we're into. And then, you know, some people take advantage of that. It's unfortunate. So that person could have actually been that age, reached out to someone else, and that person could take advantage of so-and-so. So it's just like that left me very weird feeling getting that message. So it's like, ugh.
Yeah, I can see how that can be weird. Plus, you know, maybe the kid was lucky that he messaged you about it and not some creepy guy in their 50s or 60s who might be more into like nefarious things.
Exactly.
You know, so maybe, you know, like it's bad that it happened, but maybe it's good that he messaged you and not some other creepo. Yeah, and you know. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's because you know, never know what's out there.
Exactly. And you know, for all we know, like maybe that was, again, like I always look at it both ways. Like maybe it was just someone pretending to be that age or just to see if they could get a rile out of things. Like, again, I just don't mess with anyone under the age of 18, regardless.
Yeah, it's safer that way.
Exactly.
But as far as like going on the subject of age though, like do you find yourself liking like guys that are like a lot older than you, like decades older?
Honestly, whoever wants to time me. Like that's basically how it comes to me. I don't really have a preference. I've been with like maybe a few guys who tied me, again, all different backgrounds, all different, you know, body shapes. I'm like, not, listen, at the end of the day, we're both human. We enjoy what we do. And as long as the chemistry and we had spoken before, it's like, if it's a good match and like, you know, I vibe with you well enough, it's like, all right, let's give this a shot. Like we always discuss safe words and all that stuff. So as long as the vibe's right, I'll give you a shot regardless.
Yeah, definitely. The reason why I ask these kind of questions is because I am always curious to see how others' perspectives are based off of my own. Because I know age doesn't really matter as long as it's over 18. you know, for some reason, like there's this thing in the back of my head that's like, you know, it's odd. I keep telling people that I have a kink mind and a non-kink mind, like a vanilla mind. what my vanilla mind might hate, my kink mind might love. So, you know, I might see an older guy in their 60s or 70s and my non-kink mind would be like, no thanks, moving on. But my kink mind is like, oh my God, yes, oh my God. I don't know if you experienced that, like, you know, your kink mind is different from your non-kink mind.
Oh no, yeah, definitely. Like when I'm in the gym and it's just like I'm, you know, working and doing cardio, it's like I see other guys in the gym. I don't know if that's okay to say, but it's just like, huh, how would they look tied up? Like, it's like, oh God, what's wrong with me?
Like, let me get back to my trust running. Me, nothing is wrong. Nothing is wrong. At least to me, nothing is wrong.
Like, abort, focus on running. Don't look.
Hey, trust me. It's funny that you mentioned that because, you know, especially the past few weeks, I have been tormented. Oh my God. So I'm finishing up my bachelor's before my master's right now. And so I'm close to the end, but I have to take these two survey courses for my major. And there is this guy in one of my classes. He's like in his early 20s and he's like, and he's athletic. And oh my God, I love like athletic guys with like big feet, and mm-hmm. his look like size 10 or 11. And oh my God. Oh no, it gets worse. It gets worse. So anyway, the past few classes that I've been in there, he has worn socks with like slider flip-flops.
Oh boy.
And oh my God, the past two classes, he had them like halfway off and he scrunched his toes and you just see like the, oh God, it's torture. It's torture. And of course he wants to be, oh no, it gets worse. And of course he wants to be friends. So I'm like, oh God, I'm like, oh no. It's like, if I befriend this guy, he's going to torment me to hell.
Just don't let him know. Or let him know. Who knows? Maybe that could be the thing, too. It's a general understanding, a mutual agreement. Like, yeah, you can look at my feet, but yeah, got to do my homework or something.
Yeah, he's probably straight, too. I don't know. I know he's athletic. I know he does, like, a lot of athletic stuff.
Mm-hmm. Funny you mentioned that, like a few, sorry for interrupting, but like a few of like the guys who taught me are straight as well. And it's funny because I've been trying to like, I don't want to pry too much to like weird them out. It's just like, why are you into like tying up guys? You know, I mean, I don't want to like assume like, oh, maybe they're just not comfortable with themselves yet, but it's no, I've met with some very, very straight like guys.
Oh, so have I. There's this one guy, I've been chatting with him since we were teenagers. Like he's like 2-3 years younger than me. I know, not no older than me, 2-3 years older than me. And I don't know, he's straight, but he loves male feet over female feet. Like he still loves female feet, but he loves male feet more. But he still says he's not gay, he says he's not bi, he says he's straight. He does not like dicks unless it's involved for foot jobs.
Oh wow, interesting.
But I'm a bit confused about that because it's like, okay, you don't like dicks, but you know, if you see a dick with feet, it's like a dick is a dick.
The feet say, that's all that matters.
I don't know. But anyway, I do meet a lot of guys who like I assume are bi, but they're like, oh no, I'm just straight and I like guy feet.
The more you know, right? Like, but yeah, it's a lot more common maybe, or again, it's like, I want to ask the guys like, okay, so again, why are you really into it? Funny enough, like one guy did tell me like when he was younger, he would tie up his cousins and they would treat it as escape challenges. And it's like, okay. And he's like, ever since then, I just kept practicing. And it's just like, oh, this is in his terms, like, oh, it's Shibari, which is true. That's his form of like, you know, binding. So he sees it as that, as just rope practice. I'm like, all right. I mean, I'll be your rope model. I don't care. Just do what you want.
Well, there is such a term called bi-curious where you are straight, but you also kind of like guys, but you're not sure. Like I did hear the term bi-curious. like it didn't make sense to me though, because when I was in my 20s, I thought I was bi-curious, but then when I looked into it more, I was like, how is this different from being purely bisexual?
Just different labels, yeah. Whatever makes them happy.
Well with my bisexuality, you know, most people peg you as like 50-50. That's not true. There's always like a different percentage. Like I always tell my people, I'm Like, I always tell people that I'm like bisexual, but I'm like 60% for women, 40% for men. You know.
Like you said, like there's no way of a 50-50 split. I mean, maybe, but it's rare. But like you said, there's always like there's a preference over the one gender over the other.
Yeah, exactly. And I for all I know, I might be what was the term? When you like multi genders, like not two, but multi, it's
pan or
yeah, pan. That's it.
Yes.
Yeah. For all I know, I might be pan because I also like, you know, femboys. I also like, you know, I don't mind. Yeah. So I might, you know, for all I know, I might be like a mixture of bi and pan.
Mm-hmm. That's
you
the
never
thing
know.
With sexuality. It's a spectrum. It's always changing. It's always fluid. So. Just as love who you love, as long as you don't hurt anyone. That's how I see it.
Yes, but and I'm so glad this topic came up because I have dealt with this since my 20s. My experience is, people might hate that I have to say this, but I it's my experience. Mm-hmm. Those who demand to be those who want to be accepted are not accepting of others.
Hot take, but honestly, I agree too. It's like, don't throw stones in a glass house. It's just, it's very, yeah, this is like another can of worms too. But no, I agree with what you're saying, and I see what you mean though.
In my 20s, I had a gay man tell me that I was a waste on women.
Wow. Just like
yes.
That, huh?
Yeah. And I told him, hey, you know what? I'm open to your sexual orientation, so you have to be accepting of mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that's what got me. Like, okay, you want people to be accepting of your sexual orientation, yet you want to attack me for my different sexual orientation.
Right. No, that's not how it should be. Exactly.
I don't know. Sorry for going off on that little rant.
No, you're fine. I wish I can say like I know a similar experience, but no, nothing like that, sadly. But it happens though. That's the unfortunate part about it.
Yeah, it's I don't know. But moving on. so anyway, what would your favorite position to be tied up in?
Asking the good questions out. Ideally, like honestly, hog tie is my favorite, but again, ideally any position where my arms are tied behind my back, that's just my absolute favorite. Like the hand tied in front or above, it's just like it doesn't really get me. Like it's just like it's sometimes for pictures it looks all right, but it's just like in my mentality, bondage is meant to be, you know, you're helpless, it's submissive in a way. So it's just like, what's more submissive or helpless than having your arms bound behind your back? You can't do anything to like protect your front or, you know, just like you're struggling. That's it.
Now, are you strictly just into rope or would you also try like handcuffs, chains, stuff like that?
Done it all. It's funny.
But is your preference rope?
Yeah, my preference is rope. It looks prettier. But lately I've been getting into cuffs. Tape is scary to me because, well, granted, I've done tape myself and I've noticed I haven't done it correctly. So it's just like,
duct tape
I don't
hurts.
Hurt myself. Yes.
Yeah, duct tape hurts. Trust me, I have done it. Duct tape hurts.
And then, you know, I've been finding more tape, like PVC tape or microfoam tape. Again, microfoam I just use for like a few strips on the mouth. It looks really good. But yeah, I have to make sure I use the right tape if I'm gonna be using tape for anything.
But what's your opinion on like bondage tape? Because like I've tried that in the past, and even though it's like safer than duct tape, I realize that it stretches over time and it's really weird. Like it's like almost like I don't know.
Honestly, my experiences with bondage tape, it's done its job. I mean, maybe I'm just lucky, or.
Maybe I just suck at tying myself up.
Listen, when I used to tie myself up, it used to be the best thing ever. But like after getting tied, it's just like, do I really have the motivation to do self-bondage now? It's like horrible. And it's funny because it's like I have so many ideas, but it's just like, again, not everyone's available. So it's not like I'm going to be brat about it and be like, no, come like do this now with me. It's like, all right, I'll try to do this on my own. And it's just like, I don't like how it turns out. Who knows?
Yeah, exactly. It's I don't know. Like I tried to time myself. Like I can do it if my hands are like in the front of me, but it's very difficult to do like behind. Very difficult.
That's why we use cuffs.
Yeah, it's I don't know. It's very I don't know. To be honest, when I was younger, if I did bondage pictures, I would just put my hands behind my back. You know, it's like no one knows.
No, honestly, no shame in that. Like that's how it was for like my very first few pictures, my back on X. The only thing I made sure that looked tight was like the chest harness I did. But like you said, other than that, just place my arms behind my back. Just make it seem like I'm tied.
Yes. Sorry to ruin the mystery out there for all of you people, but
I have to take down those pictures now. They're going to know. They're going to call me out.
but it is hard to do self bondage. It's almost like, I don't know, like it's nearly impossible sometimes. And at least to me, it is. Like there are some who are better at it than others. And I'm like, okay, more power to you.
I tend to practice more so that way I have a general idea of like if I'm going to be tying someone, because like 8 out of 10, like I'm the one getting tied. Not that I'm complaining about it. I do want to practice more because the few times that I have tied, it's like it could use some work. But again, that's how you get better. You just keep practicing and practicing. So
you see, this is why like with my fetishes, like since I have like a foot and tickle fetish too, this is why I also love like car meets, because like to me, if I'm like tickling someone, you know, bondage for a car meet is pretty simple. You just tie their wrists and you can just like lock their feet inside like a headrest and just go at it. Like that's what I mostly do. It's so simple. Like it's probably not great, but it's this, you know, for practical solutions.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Sad to say it won't work for me though. I've told you before, but like people have tried numerous times to tickle me. It's just, it doesn't work. Feet, my sides, my armpits, my neck, nothing seems to work for me.
Yeah, it's, I remember I heard I didn't meet this guy, but I spoke with him many years ago. I forget who he was because it was so many years ago, but he liked to be tickled, but not for the sense of laughing, just for the sense of getting off. Like he wouldn't laugh, he would just get like, you know, more horny and just moan the more you tickled him.
Interesting. I mean, again, that's the thing with fetishes, like it's just so many different like branches and possibilities of like why we like these certain things. Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah, like I found it interesting, but I know for some who like to make people laugh when they do that, they might not see the sense in that. Mm-hmm. Like to me, it was interesting, but you know, to someone who wants to purely tickle just to make them laugh,
just to make them laugh, right?
Yeah, that might defeat the purpose. I don't know. It also depends on like who does it too. Like as I mentioned before, I'm a switch, so I've been tied up and tickled in the past. And depending on who does it, like I've felt everything from hardly anything to like ended up squirming and begging. but yeah, oddly enough though, in any of my meets, I've only been gagged once.
That's it? No way.
Because most of the people that I met up with were only ticklers. They didn't see the sense in gagging. They were like, why should I gag you if I want to hear you laugh?
Right. Honestly, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
there was only one time I was gagged. So I had this one session with a guy. Before that, I was tickled on and off before that, but this guy tried like new avenues that I didn't know existed with my feet, and I went ballistic. Oh my God. I went so ballistic audibly that he just like took like my socks and just shoved them in my mouth.
Oh, and did you like that or okay?
Yeah, I did. They were, and of course this would happen. It was a morning session, and I woke up late for the session. So I just went as I was. I didn't even take a shower. I was still wearing the socks that I had from the other night. So they were still sweaty. And yeah, he just like shoved them right in my mouth after he started tickling me. And then he just like wrapped like I had brought a bandana for like a blindfold. But instead of blindfolding me after he shoved them in, he just like knotted it really tight around my mouth.
Exactly. Gotta keep them in.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny because he was also a tease too, because after he was done, like he patted my feet and he was like, okay, I'm gonna leave you down here squirming. So I tried to scream and all that came up was so of course he was joking, of course, but
no, right.
Still like yeah.
Yeah.
So I found out that if I have like a pair shoved really in and a bandana is tied really, really tight, yeah, I'm not saying a thing. Yeah, definitely. So, have you done any like fetish cons in the past? Like gone to any like bondage conventions or stuff like that? I know they have some of those around.
They do. It's just the timing for me. Funny enough, I was going to go to MAL Mall this past, I want to say a few weekends ago. I just wasn't available. It's just like, bummer. Maybe next time. I do want to try to at some point. I'll admit sometimes I'm a bit of an introvert, so like my social battery will deplete within like maybe 3 hours.
I get it. I tell people I'm an extroverted introvert. Like I still need to be social, but I need a recharge.
Like, same thing. I love the idea. Like, oh yeah, I'll definitely go, but it's just like maybe for like an hour or two. Like, well, I don't want to like be a Debbie Downer and just like ruin it for everyone else, but it's just like, yeah, I'll need some like time to go back to the hotel room and just chill and just be to myself.
Oh yeah, for the tickling and feet community, there's something called Tickle Fest held every year, and like they do like meetups there, they do sessions, they do conventions, workshops, and you know, people have been wanting me to go to that, and I'm like, yeah, I don't really see the sense in doing that because I get tired out after like one or two things, and then I probably stay in my hotel room. You know,
no, that's fair.
And you have to register for those things. Like you have to pay to register. So oh, you're man. Paying for like a day or two, and then it's like goodbye. Like the whole fest lasts a few days. So why should I pay a lot of money for like a day or two and then just end up staying in my hotel room?
Mm-hmm. For that, I'll just have like a huge session whenever I'm able to host or things like that.
Exactly. Like I have nothing against Tickle Fest, and I've had a lot of people from Tickle Fest on here, you know, even one of the organizers, you know, great people, but you know, for my personal opinion, you know, based just solely on me, to me it's not worth it, because you know, after a day or two I'd probably just want to relax in my hotel room and you know
just be to yourself, like yeah, like just relax.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, like, I don't know if you heard about Tickle Fest or something like that, but like, you know, they do sessions there. They have like bondage gear. So they'll like tie you to like a table, or they'll have you like suspended in bondage, and people can just randomly come up and tickle you anywhere.
Oh, okay. I can see the appeal for it.
No, yeah, it is appealing, but you know, after a few days, like if you're tired, you know, like who's gonna want to do it all those days?
Right. I mean, no, there's some people who would, but it's just like, yeah, if like between you and I, it's like nah, maybe a day the most.
Oh yeah, and don't get me wrong, it is great. Like, you know, I had one of the organizers on this podcast, you know, last year. You know, it is a great thing to go to. It's just like, I for me, I don't see the sense of it being worthwhile personally for me.
Right.
You know. But yeah, so with obviously with another question, I don't know if I asked before, with your bondage fetish, what scenes in like pop culture like really turned you on as far as like the bondage in it?
Mm-hmm. Like just the aspect of just bondage in general, like, or.
Well, like, you know, like seeing cartoons, movies, pictures, et cetera, stuff like that. Like what, you know, like it's not for fetish purposes, but can be used for fetish purposes, you know, something like that. Like what it was intended for was not fetish wise, but you know, if you get what I mean.
Yeah, no, I get what you mean. I mean, I want to say there were a few cases like that. I grew up with brothers. I'm the middle child of like four brothers. So there would always be like games we'd play. I always remember like maybe this was like my first subject to bondage as a kid, even though it was, like you said, it wasn't intended to be bondage-y. It was a game, Final Fight. And if you lost, it's three male characters. If you lost, the bad guys would tie you up to chairs. And, you know, the countdown, it's like, oh, the game over screen, and there's a dynamite.
Yeah.
And, you know, as it counts down, obviously, if it gets to zero, blows up, and you're, like, dead, that's, like, the game over. But it's just like, huh, those guys in the ropes in the chairs. Okay, I like this. And, like, the distress, I guess, maybe a little bit. But, again, like you said, it wasn't meant to be kinky. It was just like, oh, you're going to, if you don't hit start or, like, put in another quarter, your characters are going to die. So it's like, okay.
What about, like, finding, like bondage scenes in, like, movies or cartoons? What about that?
Oh, that's fun all the time. It's like if you see rope or cuff sometimes in a scene, it's just like, oh, are we going to use those or what's going on here? Or is it just like decoration for a room?
Yeah, definitely. So another interesting question, an interesting bondage question, because, you know, these are common questions, but it's so nice to get different answers to them. So, okay, you have one male celebrity you can easily bound and gag. Who is it? Who's your go-to?
Who is my go-to? I want to say maybe it's because I've been watching films with him, or again, I just saw this film with him, Saltburn, so Jacob Elordi. So it's just like, yes, that guy right there. Maybe again, it's because I just saw that film, so it's like, all right, he's a good looking guy. Yeah, why not? I want to see him in ropes. Definitely a gag.
Yeah. it's odd because sometimes when I ask this question, sometimes people bring up like actors of today, or they find an actor from like their teen years or something.
I mean, yeah, I could have gone back and be like, maybe, Zac Efron or things like that, but just like,
Oh God, yes. Oh God. Yes, and add Drake Bell into there too.
Oh yeah, fair. Drake and Josh, where they're handcuffed for most of the episode, and it's just like, okay, I like this. And then funny, later in that episode, they handcuff their dad and they put a tape gag over him and they leave him in the closet. And it's just like, okay, this was unintentionally something I like, but it was just for like a comic relief. But it's like, all right, I dig this.
Yeah, when I know what you're talking about. When I saw that, I was like, oh, why could it have been Drake Bell? I also, yeah, like as I said before, I also like feet. So, you know, I once saw a picture from Barefoot and I was like, oh my God.
Personally, again, this is just me. I don't like feet. Not saying I like it, they gross me out, right?
Yeah.
But I just, again, different fetishes for different people. I don't see the appeal to them. Not ripping on you at all.
Oh, no, that's fine. I was just stating an example. Yeah, you know.
No, but yeah, again, just like a general thing. It's like, feet. It's like, yeah, there they are.
Yeah. And I'm trying to think, like, what other the actor who played Peter Parker at like the last Spider-Man's, like the beginning ones, like earlier, not recent ones, but like earlier.
Tobey Maguire.
That would have, yes, that also would have been nice to see, you know.
It's funny. Yeah, Toby is another good looking actor. I wouldn't have mind.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. Except I wouldn't want his like Spider-Man like head mask on though, because I'd rather see him like, yeah, you know.
Or, just like lift the mask like above to just show his mouth gags and then just leave the top on, like the nose up.
Oh yeah, that would be great too. Oh my God, yes, that would be so great.
It's funny
Or
because
something,
it's
yeah.
always like I want to get into artwork and drawing so I could like draw these things, but it's just like I can't even draw a straight line. So it's just like I guess I'll just commission people to do these ideas for me.
Hey, that's what I do. Most of the money I spent is on commissions.
Listen, it goes to a good cause.
Exactly. I completely fund this one artist on DA, because I give him so many of like my friends and my fantasies, and he just does them for me.
I'll be
So,
sure to ask for his name afterwards. Or if you want to like say hey or whatever. Don't
I
but
can
yeah.
do it. I've been he's done my he's done my podcast artwork both times, like my original one and my recent one that I created for the reboot. His name is Samuel Khan on DA.
I'll have to check it out now.
Yeah, he's really good. Sadly, I've tried to have him on here and he keeps saying no, so I'm like, ugh. but he's bi like I am, and he has similar like kinks, and I'm like, yeah, I need you on.
Maybe one day, who knows?
I don't know. I keep asking him. He says, I don't know. Yeah, so anyway, I'm trying to think of another question. you see, it's thinking of the celebrities got me going. Now my head is all wrapped up.
Oh no. What are you thinking of now?
It went down a dark rabbit hole that should have
Come back up. You need
been.
to
I've gone too far down the rabbit hole, folks. I'm sorry.
come back up.
Okay, so I'm trying to see if I asked you this question. Like, did I ask you? Yeah, I probably did. Favorite bondage scenario to be in?
Actually, you haven't. What would again, this ties into
Scenario
like,
rise.
yeah, exactly. Like this ties into like whenever I dress for my sets, I always go casual, hoodie, the chucks and jeans. It's just there are some scenes, where like models are nude and it's just like, oh, you caught me like when I'm out the shower or something. But for me, it's just like maybe it incorporates with my name, my username, Kidnapped Converse. It's like you kidnapped me off the street and I was wearing my Converse. So it's just like I'm in casual clothing. Funny enough, actually, I'll bring up a meet I had in the past. This user, I met him on Recon. He was a football player and he had a whole set. He wasn't like a famous one, but he plays for a team.
Yeah.
He had a whole gear and everything, and he's like into like the bully, like the jock bully to like the nerd and sub.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, he really nice guy. Like we chatted before, and then when we had our meet. Again, even like for every morning, like even before like we get down to like what we're gonna do, I always chat, we go out for drinks if anything, just to like break the ice because it's
Yeah,
sometimes
understandable.
nerve-wracking. Yeah, but
Exactly.
anyway, afterwards, like after all said and done, he put on his gear and he got like really into it, and I was like, okay, this is fun actually to me. So he had worn socks for like a whole day, and first, he tied me up. I allowed it.
Yeah.
It's just that's just my thing. I'm very easy. You just need to say, "Oh, put your arms behind my back, behind your back," and I'm done. But afterwards, like he shoved his sock into my mouth, and then he used the other one as like a bandana or like a cleave gag, if you were an OTM, just to keep it
Oh
in.
my God, what was it
And
like?
then.
How used was it?
so used. It was good, honestly. Oh,
damn, that's hot. Oh, crap.
Like, I tasted the dampness, honestly. It's like, oh, okay. Yes.
What did it taste like? Like,
funny enough, it tasted wet. Like, thankfully, I mean, I say thankfully, like, listen, I like dirt. Well, no, let me rephrase that. I don't like dirt. So I'm kind of a germaphobe when it comes to that. Like, you know, you see some posts on Twitter, it's like where some guy's socks are just dark and like brown and black. It's just like, okay, I don't want that. Maybe a little used, like a...
Maybe like toe imprints or something like that.
Exactly. Like a little discoloration, maybe slight, but like mm-hmm. you said, toe imprints. But yeah, like it was... It tasted like it was used, so it's just like, oh, I know he used this for like, he even teased me about it. He's like, yeah, I did a whole like match with them on. How do you like the taste of them? And it's just like, yes, I do.
Oh my god,
how like raunchy can I get on here?
Oh my god, that is were they like inside out or were they just regularly?
No, inside out.
Oh boy. You see, that would turn me on so much, especially if you like used me as like a footrest then after that.
That's like exactly I'd be what like happened. Like you like after
oh,
like,
shit.
He put his bare foot on him. He put his bare foot right on my face, and it's just like, you know, he did all the good things like, oh, sniff, deep inhale, and all that stuff, and it's just like it hit all my buttons, and it's like, yes, oh, yes, keep going.
Damn, I would not last long. I would not. I would not last long. I'd probably have a wet spot probably in like 10 minutes.
And yeah, he was like really into it because yeah, he had like the whole football gear and everything. He was like really tall too, like 6'5".
Like, oh, what were his feet big?
He was a size 14. So I
fuck.
So oh, like. Like my face was covered, like not like I couldn't escape him. And like at some point, it was like 1 foot at a time. And then he like cupped my face with both of his bare feet, and you know, like just crushed me like that, like with your hands if you like put your cheeks together. But he used his feet instead, so it's just like okay, I like this.
Damn, that is oof. The biggest I've ever had was like size 12.5, 13. Nice. Damn. Oh, that is damn. Now I'm gonna be thinking about this all night now. Shit.
I'll give you his username. Maybe he's actually in PA, so
okay. This is okay. Yeah, you
we're,
have
we're,
to
we're
give
derailing.
Me
we're derailing. Sorry,
wait. You have to give me his username after we're done here. You yes. have to. Yep. Oh my god, I have to find this guy. I have to. Oh my god. Wait. Okay, so don't tell me like location wise, but like directional wise, what part of PA?
What was it? I want to say maybe Leesport around there.
No, I'm talking about like northern, western, eastern.
Oh. Oof. You got me there. I'm not that familiar. That's why I said Leesport. I don't know where that lands in PA. So well,
it's probably not where I am because I've never heard of it.
Oh man, yeah,
like,
Jersey,
I live more so. Towards like the Pocono area, so I don't.
Oh.
It's probably not close to the Poconos, probably.
Dang. Well, I'll see what his exact like area was, and I'll send them over to you. Hopefully, it's like not that far.
Damn, I'm hoping not too, because the more you tell me about it, the more I'm like, oh my god, I have to see this guy.
And it's just the feet you're into, like, or
no, just... feet, bondage, tickling, right. Stuff like that, edging.
Oh, okay.
You know, I don't know. Hey, if he's a switch, maybe I could tie him up.
Take advantage of it. Yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I'll,
yeah.
I'll be sure to give you the user after.
Yeah, definitely. You see, I. Jocks are like one of my weaknesses. I have nieces and nephews that are the same age as me because all my brothers and sisters were decades older from my dad. So my one niece who is my age, she used to have, well, now it's an ex-husband, but it was a husband who was this football jock, and he was a PE teacher and a football coach. And oh my God, he had such big size 10 and a halves that I, oh my God. Yeah. One time we were by the pool one summer, and like, he just had like his big size 10 and a half jock feet right next to my face. And he kept like his toes were wiggling. And I was like, oh God, this is torture.
Don't look, don't make it obvious.
Well, my, okay. So she knew that I already had a foot fetish for both male and female feet, but he didn't know. Oh. So yeah. So, you know, my knee, so she's laughing and I'm like, ugh.
She definitely did that on purpose.
Yeah. Like if I knew I could get away with it, I would have been like this close to just like, you know, inviting him up to my room and then just hand gagging him as soon as he entered my room. but that would have been bad.
Would have been awkward afterwards.
Yeah, it's like, oh, sorry, I kind of have your husband hogtied in my room.
he'll be done in about an hour.
Yeah, he's a little tied up right now. maybe if you go back to your house and then come back tomorrow, maybe
maybe he'll be ready.
yeah, it depends. But yeah, this guy, oh my God, yeah, and he was muscular too, so it's like, oh my God, ugh, too much.
It's funny, yeah, like you mentioned muscular, it reminds me of another me, just a muscular gentleman, a little older than me, like maybe like a few 5 years older than me, in his mid-30s, he was a pure muscle, like he was always in the gym, he was very muscular, but he was a full-on sub. Mm-hmm. So it was like such a kind of a whiplash, but you know, it happens. So it's just like a muscle sub, that's what he considered himself as, but he was just weak to, you know, like pinching like nipples and things like that, and just being teased, and you know, just the oh, your muscles are no use for my ropes, things like that, like he just like being tormented like that. So it's just like, huh, okay, I can work with this.
Yeah, it's definitely yeah, I'm, yeah, you see, now that I'm thinking so much stuff, my mind is so scrambled right now.
Gotcha, flustered there.
People are probably going to listen to this episode and they're going to be like, okay, why is he flustered and laughing? Is he
got
high?
Got you all messed up, sorry. Sorry,
hey, it's not the first time, trust me. but yeah, that like that would just be such a perfect scenario, just to get like that kind of a guy. Just oh my God, yeah, it would be
definitely. Again, I'll definitely look into getting you his info.
Yeah, except he'd probably only like to tease. Like I highly doubt he'll let me, like, you know, get him helpless.
Oh, that's right. Who knows? Maybe. Funny enough, it didn't come up. So, but yeah, it'll have to be a conversation. Who knows?
Yeah,
definitely. Fingers crossed.
Hopefully, yes. You know, like he can torment me and tease me, and then I can get him back.
Right. Exactly. Revenge.
Yes, that would be perfect. It's like, mm-hmm. Well, you're coming with me now, and I pick him up. Oh my God, I just thought of something bad. I shouldn't say this.
Where's yours?
well, because I renamed this the Kingster's Attic, you know, I was like, oh, I can take him to the attic.
Oh,
no. I was like, oh no, that's too creepy.
You know, attics are typically hot, so get them all nice and sweaty. Okay, I'll stop. Let me stop.
Damn it. Damn. We've passed the point of no return now. Okay, folks. Yeah, we're done.
Good night, everybody.
We're just okay. Okay. So, anyway, moving on from that little horny tirade. Was there anything else that you wanted to bring up as far as like your kinks go, as far as bondage and Converse and stuff like that?
No, again, I pretty much explained it all. With my Converse, again, I just incorporated with bondage two things I like, and again, just color coordination. Again, I like how I said I took like inspiration from like all the male bondage sites. So it's like, all right, these guys are posing and they like it. And it's like, all right, I like this, but I also like Converse. And it's like, huh, I know there's different like multiple colored ropes, so I can just make it all one color, make it a theme, and things like that. So,
What about like having like your Converse taped to your nose?
I've had that one time. It's good. I don't mind it. It's funny. Now that you mention it, not that many people do it to me. Hint to anyone listening who wants to meet up. I'm open to it. It exposes my feet that don't get enough credit.
You able to like the one time you did do that, were you able to breathe since you had like that covering your nose and you were taped up with your mouth?
It's funny. I was ball gagged, and then they wrapped tape around that too. So it was just like so many
But were you
layers.
able
But
to breathe?
yeah, it was.
I'm always curious because like that's one thing that I don't like. Like, how would I breathe? Like with something like that, like if you have to, like if your nose is covering, you're smelling something, and your mouth, you can't open up your mouth. Like, how are you breathing while you're struggling?
Exactly. No, I get what you mean. But yeah, thankfully in my case, like I was able to like Converse, like the tongue, some of them are loose, and there are some holes in the shoe itself, so you could
But
get
they're
some
small,
breathing.
though.
They're
The ones
small.
that I've seen, they're small.
Yeah, but again, always play safe, everybody, just so even if you're gagged, just have some hand motions or able to snap your fingers, things like that. So always play safe.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know. Yeah, definitely. So, I guess that will be it then. Besides Twitter slash X, like where could they find you if they need to find you?
Yeah, all my socials are the same. Kidnap Converse. I'm on Instagram, I'm on X, and I'm also on Blue Sky, which I don't check regularly. So if you want to reach out to me, definitely reach out to me on X or Instagram. I'm always down for chatting with more kinksters. I'm always, again, this year I definitely want to plan more meets, so to get tied and also do the tying. So yeah, I'm always down for chatting.
Okay, awesome. Well, that'll be it for this episode of the Kingster's Attic. Take care, everyone.
Bye-bye.